Sanhedrin, Perek Vav, Mishnah Bay 6-2. The Mishnah now continues on to discuss the procedure around skila, the carrying out of an execution by stoning. And this tension that we saw before in the courtroom, where we were, you know, feeling compelled to execute if necessary, but to try to find any way we can to prevent that from happening, if you will. So we have a similar kind of tension here. It's a different tension, but a similar kind of tension, where now we for sure are going to be carrying out this execution, yet we want it to be sort of as horrible and gruesome and frightening as the execution is. We want to make it be as least horrible and as most effective and as beneficial, if you will, as we can for the convicted. So here in Mishnah Base, we're going to talk about the mitzvah of vidui. There's a general, the way the Rambam counts it, when a person does tshuva, he has a mitzvah to do vidui. And now we're going to focus on the fact that the person is going to be executed either way, but we want this execution to be effective for him in as much as it will do for him. It'll affect a kapara, a cleansing, which will allow him to have a chelik in olam haba, a place in the world to come. And that requires not just tshuva, which the Mishnah doesn't even discuss, but also the capstone of the tshuva process, as the Rambam learns it, which is the vidui, the confession. and that's essential. So we are going to be killing him either way, but for his execution to be completing his atonement and allow him to be, you know, cleansed and go into Olam Haba, at least have some chelik in Olam Haba, depending on what he did the rest of his life, he needs to do a vidui, a confession. Now, the word vidui that the Rambam learns it, as far as I understand it, is essentially the recapitulation, the restating of the mental, the internal process a person went through in tshuva, meaning he has remorse internally, but he has to then express verbally the fact that he did something wrong and he has remorse about it. The Rambam, I'll read the Rambam inside. This is coming from the very beginning words of Hilchos Tshuva, and of course the context here is tshuva in general, not tshuva in the context of an execution, but it's the same at any time. And the Rambam says, and I'll just read it to you, it says, Kol mitzvah sheba Torah, bein aseh, bein lo saseh, when one confronts the fact that mitzvahs are reality, we're talking about a mitzvah aseh, lo saseh, im avar adam alachas men, if a person transgressed the mitzvah, bein bazon, bein mishkaga, it doesn't matter if it was on accident or on purpose, kishi yaseh tshuva, when he now moves himself to transform himself internally, v'yashu mecheto, and to retreat back from the sin that he had done, so then, chayv lehisvados, the end of that procedure has an obligation to do a vidui, a confession, lifnei hakel baruch hu, to Hashem. It's not a confession to human beings, it's before Hashem. He brings a proof text, and then the halacha goes on to say, ze vidui devarim, it's a verbal, articulated confession. Vidui ze mitzvahs aseh, and to do that mitzvah, the vidui itself is a mitzvahs aseh, which the person here in our Mishnah would be fulfilling as well. Ketzed misvadim, so how does one go about doing this vidui? Omer, he says, now this is a quote, and you'll see this is going to be called the essence of the vidui. Ana Hashem, please Hashem, chatasi avisi pashati lefanecha, I sinned before you, basisa kach makach, he enumerates the sin itself, vahare nechamti, I have changed my mind about it. I've thought differently about the situation. Uboshti b'maasi, and I'm ashamed of my actions. Ula olam eni choz l'davazeh, and I'm never going to do it again. That's the zehu ikro shel vidui. That's the essential vidui that applies with, let's say, any time we do tshuva. Certainly on Yom Kippur, it's a mitzvah, and here as well in our Mishnah before execution. V'chol amar b'lesvados umarach b'inyan zeh, and whoever increases quantitatively or qualitatively how much he's misvade or how he explains in further length, you know, the extent of his regret and the like. So the hareza meshubach, it's praiseworthy. That's the halacha of the Rambam. That's what's happening here. So the Mishnah says inside, hayarochuk mebeis haskila ka'eser amos. When a person who's being brought to execution is about 10 amos away from where the execution will happen, the base of Skila, the place where they're going to be stoning him. So 10 amos is, I don't know, it's, you know, it's 20 feet or something. The point is, when he's getting near the end, but not at the end. And the idea is that, you know, as the end draws near, he realizes this is his last chance, and we want him to do this vidui so he can get kapara. But we don't want to wait till the very last instant where he's actually at the place of the execution, because once he's sort of reached the true end of the line, so now he's going to be perhaps frantic and not have the peace of mind to be able to do his vidui properly. So therefore, we say, so to speak, to the next to last moment where he realizes, you know, vidui is hard and maybe embarrassing, but it's sort of now or never, but not the very last moment where he is so now distressed at his immediate impending death, he won't be able to focus and do what he has to do. So hopefully by now he's had time to think about what he has done, not just specifically with respect to this particular crime, but also his life in general, because he knows he's going to be executed momentarily. And therefore, Omrim lo, we tell him, the Bezdin will tell him, Hisvade, now you should confess. This is a confession to Hashem, not a confession to the court, so to speak. And we'll see in a moment, it's a vidui, not just, it's a vidui which should be an expression of the internal process he already went through, which is the regret of the past. And we'll see also it's going to be referring to not just this particular sin, but really whatever sins he wants to confess about before he's executed. That could be throughout, you know, his life, things he needs to atone for. Shekein derech ha-mumasin misvadin. Because the proper procedure for anyone who's getting executed is to, prior to his execution, to confess, to do a vidui. Shekol ha-mizvada yesh lo chelek l'olam haba. Because anybody who goes through the process of tshuva and then does the vidui will have his olam haba. He gets a kabara. He may need vidui alone, and tshuva alone, including the last step of vidui, cannot in of itself necessarily totally cleanse a person. He may need other kinds of yesurim, depending on what he did. He may even need execution or mitzvah death. But post all those things, if a person did tshuva, so then he does have a chelek l'olam haba. Shekein matzino ba'achan, we have a precedent for this, the Mishnah says, with the person whose name was Achan. Achan, you'll recall from Sefer Yoshua, he illegally partook, he like stole essentially some of the spoils of the from the town of Yericho, and because of that, the next battle, the Battle of Ai, there was like a failed battle, I believe 36 Jews died there, and they didn't know why Hashem had sort of let them be killed, and Yoshua understands from Hashem prophetically that someone had done the chil Hashem of taking spoils. This turned out to be Achan. Yoshua does like a gora, like a lottery of sorts to identify who the bad actor was, and it was Achan. So they, based on a hora sha'a, like a one-time ruling of Hashem, this particular case, Achan for the chil Hashem we did is going to be executed. So the Mishnah quotes a few snippets of that interaction. So it says, Shechen matzinu ba'achan, as we found the story of Achan, she'amar lo Yehoshua, prior to Achan's execution, Yehoshua says to Achan, Bini, my son, simna kavod la'Hashem, give Hashem his due, respect Hashem as you ought to, okay, Yisrael, v'sein lo soda, and give him, now toda here doesn't mean like thanks, it means like litvadot, to vidui, like, do a confession to him. In other words, honor Hashem by giving a proper confession and confess your sins. And the next pasuk says, V'yan Achan es Yoshua, and Achan responds to Yoshua. V'yomer, he says, Amna anochi chatasi, yes, it's true that I did sin. That's referring to the taking of the spoils at Yericho, Lashem, against Hashem, Elke Yisrael. V'chazos asisi, and he also says, Achan said, I also did other things that he also confesses prior to his execution, because again, he wants to get kapar on all of those things. So you see, he didn't just atone for and confess about the most recent immediate sin, but all the other ones as well. Umenayin shekiper lo viduyo, and how do we know, says the Mishnah, that this confession was effective in granting atonement for Achan? Meaning that he gets olam haba. Shenemar, as the pasuk says, the pasuk is a few pasukim later. It says, "Vayomer Yoshua." Yoshua said to Achan, "Me achartanu." Like, how you have what he done to mess us up? Yakarcha Hashem b'yom hazeh. Hashem will also mess you up, Achan, for having messed us up. Hashem will mess you up on this day. So he could have just said, "Just as you messed us up, Hashem will mess you up." What's the added b'yom hazeh on this day? So the drasha is Hayom Hazeh Ata Achur. Today you are Achur. I'll translate it as messed up, and I translate a better translation than that. Ve'i, however, you will not Ata Achur L'Olam Haba. You won't be messed up in Olam Haba. So the drasha of Biyom Hazeh means only now you're messed up, but you'll get into Olam Haba because of your vidui. That's our precedent to let you know that the vidui is effective. V'me'enu yodei lezvados, whatever the person doesn't know what to say. Here, presumably what we mean is not just, of course he knows the current immediate crime that he's being executed for, but there could be many other things as well which he doesn't necessarily recall. So now he doesn't recall, he doesn't know what to say, what to do. So omrlo, we tell him what to say. We say, make a more generic, universal kind of vidui, which is asides for what you know. You can say, tehei misasi kapara al kol avonosai. I confess I did certain sins implicitly, and therefore let my execution, my death now, be a kapara, an atonement for all of my sins. And so doing that at least will be sort of a generic way that will grant him some kind of kapara. So that's the first part of the mission. The second part of the mission is like a newish point, which is what happens if the person's being executed, but actually he, in his own mind, knows he was innocent. In other words, let's say they conspired against him, and these, like, the witnesses lied, and now he's being executed, but it's actually, he knows in his heart of heart that he didn't do anything wrong. So should he ask, what kind of vidu should he do then? Rabbi Yehuda Omer, im haye yodeh shu mezumam, if Rabbi Yehuda says, if he knows that he himself was a victim of, like, a conspiracy, then Omer, he should say, tehei misasi kapar al kol avonosai, he should say, let my death now be an atonement for all of my sins, chutz ma'avonzeh, except for the particular sin that I'm being executed for, which is a false accusation. I don't need an atonement for that because I didn't do it, says Rabbi Yehuda. Amr lo, but the Chachamim disagree. They say, im kain, once we start with that kind of thing, where people know they can make some last minute, but I'm innocent, before we kill them, to sort of clear their name and their reputation, you call Adam Omrin kach kadei lenakos es atzman. Then everyone's going to say that. Everyone will say, listen, you know, I'm declaring my innocence to my death, so hopefully people will believe me, and I'll sort of like clear my name and my reputation. And Chazal understood that that's human nature. That people, you know, maintain their innocence to the end, even when they're guiltiness, and that, of course, is really a disservice for in two directions. First of all, it's bad news for the guy himself, because he won't get atonement if he doesn't admit it. If he doesn't admit it, then he's not going to get his kapar, not going to get the olam haba, so that's just a foolish decision. So if you make it like a thing where people declare their innocence at the last second by saying chutz ma'avon zeh, then everyone's going to start doing that. The second thing is, you know, it's bad news for the court and the people who participate in the court case. Because if a guy, like as being right before he gets executed, says, you know, and this was a big fraud and I'm innocent, and everyone knows it, or whatever he says, you know, chutz ma'avon zeh, so then if people believe him, that will mean that they're essentially not believing the witnesses. So that, of course, casts an ugly aspersion on the witnesses. It also suggests that the court is sort of in some way incompetent, perhaps, that it didn't get to the truth and the like, which is not good for anybody. And therefore, the din b'lek techacham, which was you don't let people say that kind of stuff, we just tell them, listen, make a generic vidui. If you're going to, don't want to start, you want to maintain your innocence, so then what you should do is just do a generic vidui, which says, like we said before, te misasi kapar chol avonosai, and that's enough. And that way we won't start this bad practice of people declaring their innocence. And by you saying that, hopefully, Be'ez Hashem, it'll be a kapara for you. And if you're innocent, so then all the more so. But if not, at least this will work to give the accused the kapara he needs.